We had Wi-Fi connection issues from Parkway tonight. There are a lot of places where the audio cuts in and out throughout the broadcast. For the second quarter through halftime, the third quarter and part of the fourth quarter, our audio was very spotty. Sometimes we just have problems with our connection, and we apologize for the problems.
It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and daughter Olivia Patch here making her first radio debut for the Fort Recovery Radio. We had a no-show by Harold Feely, so we had to pick up a replacement. So Liv jumped in out of the stands, home from Christmas break. And we are here at the Rockford Gymnasium here at the Parkway Panthers. And we're fixing a little basketball camera film here, helping out a little bit.
We're multitasking. Right beside that, so.
Yeah. So anyway, the boys have come on the road after a tough loss last week, Neil and Liv. And, you know, at St. John's at home and a game you want to win, you know, at home in a conference game, don't want to give any conference games away. And, you know, unfortunately, we came up a little bit short end of that. We just struggled to hit the shot and didn't execute down the stretch. And after the game, I had a chance to talk with Coach Leverett, intern Coach Leverett. And, you know, he felt kind of good about our effort and some execution of some stuff. But just in the second half, we didn't do a great job. And, you know, one thing he had brought up was, you know, even we have some experience as far as age, you look at us and we're kind of old, we really only have two guys that are played in a varsity uniform in meaningful minutes, and that's senior Owen Judy and junior Cal Rammel. And, a senior, we have two seniors in Riley Heiser and Logan Holman and junior and Daniel Patch and Landon Post, who are putting a lot of minutes for us. None of us have ever played varsity basketball before.
Yeah, Landon played it here and there in kind of a mop-up role. He probably had, maybe 5-10 minutes total in the season or something, but he showed a lot of potential in JV last year, but that's different from varsity, and seems to me we're getting better every week, but we're not where we want to be by any means.
Right, and it was, you know, I went down to try to talk with Bob Mueller pre-game here on the Wayne Street Market pre-game show, and you know, at Rockford, the struggle a little bit here with the phone and the connections and things like that. So we didn't do, but I just asked him a couple questions and, you know, asked him that very question. You know, how do you feel you are at this point in the year? With, you know, kind of, you know, record 2-0-1 in the MAC. You know, where you're at with, you know, oneself getting thrown into the mix at a, you know, kind of late notice, you know, basically a week before the season starts, thrown in kind of in that head coaching role with being an assistant, trying to that, you know, he's maybe not the most familiar with, and with guys that have not played varsity. And, you know, like he said the same thing you did, Neil, was basically it's a work in progress, and, you know, we're going to maybe have some struggle and growing pains here early on, but, you know, basically as the season progresses, you know, hopefully we tend to get better, and towards the end of the year when it comes tournament time, that's when we want to be really good, and, you know, that's really what any coach is looking for at that point anyway. So
it'd be nice to be undefeated into the tournament draw, but that's not going to happen. But I have a really good feeling it's going to be a team time. Nobody's really going to, because I think we're really in both boys and girls, but we're getting so much potential. If we just get about half of that, we're going to be good by the end of the season.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And then, you know, I just mentioned all those guys, juniors and seniors. They throw in Troy Holman. You know, he started the year JV, and he's already made that jump up to varsity, and he's added depth and, you know, helping out from the guard standpoint. So, you know, I think Coach has a lot to be happy about going in here. But this is a big stretch for us. You know, we got to get a road conference game here to, you know, get even one 1-1 and have your own destiny. You know, Liv, you're a senior, you're senior MAC champs, and you know, there's nothing better than control your own destiny in this conference.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And like you guys were tournament, obviously throughout the season, you know, we're gonna have some struggles every once in a while. But real tournament is what you're working towards, and as long as it clicks by the end of the season, you know, development is a huge, huge goal throughout the season.
Absolutely. And so, you know, that's obviously the goal. Not that we want to give any games away, and the coach is not saying that at all, or any of the players, but, you know, it's just kind of a work in progress. And this is, as I was saying, this is a big week. We have on the road this week, which is really our first back-to-back games on the road with at Parkway in a conference game. And then tomorrow we go on the road to Ansonia, which you can listen to PGW with Rob, and probably Dave Cowell will be doing that game. And we'll be simulcasting that as well on FR Radio. So, you know, that's a big weekend. And then we go into next weekend on the 23rd on Thursday at Tri-Village, which last year they spent most of the year number one in the state. They returned absolutely everybody. They didn't graduate a single kid. They got beat kind of in an up regional finals game against, I think it was Yellow Springs or Cedarville moved down there. They're probably favored probably in that regional, I would think, to come back. When they do the rankings at the start of the year, I would assume they'll probably be number one in there as well, or at least up there. So, you know, that's going to be a big test for us. So this is a big week, you know, kind of week and a half going into Christmas break that we can get some confidence, hopefully get some wins, and get to playing well. So with all that being said, we'll take our first break here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show. Hear some words from our sponsors, and we'll be back after that.
Time to get ready for those holiday parties, so don't forget that Wayne Street has everything you need. Top pickups you need to make your special recipes, or talk to them about handling any or all of it for you. They have pies, fresh frozen and canned vegetables, potatoes, ham, everything you need to make your holiday dressing, and lots more. And they have plenty of Cooper Farms turkey rolls in stock, both all white meat and mixed white and dark. Also, it's time to order your party trays for your holiday parties. Veggie trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order a few days ahead. And be sure to grab a couple of their delicious channels every time you're in the store. They're always a great snack. Get to Wayne Street Market for all your holiday supplies. They have everything you need to prepare the big feast this year. Great selection, great prices. At Market, the hometown saves you money.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle the work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give in a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, and we're back here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show, and don't exactly have the stats. I know it was a rough game for our girls last night. They took on Parkway and lost 43-30, and I think that puts them, I believe, at 1-1 in the conference. Win over St. John's, and then a loss, right? And then they will be at home against Wolfhawk on Tuesday. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that broadcast with the ability to watch on NFHS video. And Thursday, the girls and the boys will be playing at the same time. That doesn't happen too often, and obviously why that doesn't happen. But that night it does be Christmas break. The girls will be at Arcanum, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting that game with the ability to watch through NFHS. And then the boys will be at... thanks, Eli. And so the boys will be at Tri-Village, and PGW will be doing that game, and you have a chance to watch that. Tonight, again, we are broadcasting here from Rockford and Parkway. You also have a chance to go through NFHS and watch the game live there, and you'll get a chance to listen to the Parkway crew doing the radio for this game. Again, this is Brian Patch and Olivia Patch doing the game here through Fort Recovery Radio. We have a little bit of time here to kill before we get to the national anthem. So, Liv, you are obviously a sophomore here at Hillsdale College, trying to fill in some time here. But you are on, obviously, the basketball team there playing, and you had a chance to go to Alaska to play in a holiday tournament up there. So you want to briefly talk quickly about your kind of experiences there?
Yeah. It was really cool. We played two Alaska teams, which obviously you don't have a chance to do very often. One of them was nationally ranked, which was really cool. The other hadn't played in 2 years because of COVID. Ended up coming out 1-1, which is always huge, especially going on a road trip that big, you know, that far. And it was really nice to come out with at least one win. Gained a lot of momentum coming out of there. Things started clicking. And we've been playing pretty well. That before Thanksgiving, we came back from Thanksgiving and have been playing pretty well. We had a game this a few days ago. At home, won that. We are 3-0 on our home court, which is huge, always nice. Which our boys now here are hoping to get a road victory. You know, obviously not on home court, but always coming away with a win is huge. So,
awesome. Yeah. And we'll get ready to take a commercial break here as we get ready to play the national anthem.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Paint Sales in Puerto Rico. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by Saturday Winter. Also, get that hard-to-buy for a person, a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes warm wax, interior shampoo, and your engine.
Getting ready for the holidays? Let Wayne Street Market be your one-stop shopping headquarters. Whether it's all the fixings for a big meal or just some snacks for an evening get-together with family and friends, they have what you need. They have Marie Callender and Sarah Lee frozen pies, and also several varieties of fresh pies, chips, pretzels, and other snacks, lots of varieties of pop and other soft drinks, and a large selection of beer and wine. And don't forget to grab some of their famous store-made cheese balls and a meat and cheese tray so you're ready when friends stop by. Whatever you need to host a party or take along to someone else's party, make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Puerto Rico. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your wish for the Wacker Group. With the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Your kids think the Christmas present has to have a controller, batteries, and TV for hours? Then stop by Hall Brothers and let's prove them wrong. Hall Brothers has a great collection of farm toys. That's toy tractors, combines, skid loaders, pedal tractors, puzzles, play sets, and teddy bears. There's Case IH, Kubota, and International Harvester toys. Also, Hall Brothers has clothes like coats, hats, and sweatshirts for adults. Christmas shop at Hall Brothers, your local Page and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at Fort Recovery Radio Outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys and more, Melissa and Toys. Cal Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age kids, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burnie, Indiana have for this Christmas season. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked breakfast casserole, and some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375 375- 3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
And we're back here on the broadcast, Fort Recovery Radio. Brian Patch and Olivia Patch doing the game. Again, we are at the Parkway Panthers at the Rockford Gymnasium here. As Fort Recovery takes on the Rockford in the JV game, JV lost 51-44. So that was our first loss for the JV team there. 4-0 coming into the game. Took the L on that one. A tough fought game for the Indians. Freshman Cole Greasy led the way with 15 points. And Riggs Toby added 9. Wyatt Grover added 7, as did Rex Leverett, chipped in with 7. Reese Guggenbill added 6, and Alex Dews added 5. And freshman Eli Leonard chipped in 2 to get out to 51 points for the Indians. For the varsity, starters tonight for the road team here for the Indians in their uniform with white trim, Fort Recovery across the top. Kind of an old-fashioned look. Throwbacks a little bit, probably before your time lived, but kind of looks like the Jeff Vaughn, Randy Rimmel look here, which you've seen pictures of those guys wearing them back in the 80s. So anyway, great looking look for the uniforms for Bob Leverett and the Indians here. They are starting senior Owen Judy, number 2, senior number 4, Logan Holman, and then 3 juniors round out at 0, Landon Post, number 22, Cal Rammel, number 21, Daniel Patch. Indians definitely have a size advantage there for the Indians as they start 6'7", 6'6", 6'5", 6'5", and 6 foot.
Yes. Yeah, and you can see that they are very aware of it. They're going on a defensive tip right here.
You don't see too many times you put 5 guys in basically the backcourt for you ready to defend your basket. Yes. So yeah. Parkway starts out with Gabe Shea, 6'5", senior himself. Fletcher Smith, 6 foot sophomore. Caden Slusher, 5'10", senior. Trent Holland, 6'3", sophomore. And Riley Samples, a 5'7", senior. And the Indians do control the tip with Kel Rammel. And Parkway comes out in a man-to-man, which I think they're pretty shocked by that, actually, because they've been practicing zone all. Quick three corner by Owen Judy off on the left-hand side. Good look by Landon Post to get it to Owen. Owen just missed it. Parkway with a rebound. Slusher comes up top, and this is their stud. He's been on their regional final team. Could have been possibly a state team. 3 here by Parkway up and misses. Slusher does get the rebound, corrals it, throws it back out top to Smith up top, hands it back off to Slusher on the hand side by Landon Post. Landon does a great job of defensively. He's the one who's always kind of our defensive stopper for us, so no doubt he's going to be on the Slusher kid. Parkway in a little dribble weave up top. Kicks over to the left-hand side. Schaaf with a quick pull-up jumper in the paint for Parkway's first 2 of the game. 1 minute ticks off the clock here, and Indians trail 2-0. Parkway is man-to-man, which, again, I know Indians practice zone because they zoned all 4 opponents. They've been zoning everyone, so a little shock maybe they're coming out here. Quick 3 for Owen Judy, in and out. Logan Holman asked for a foul. Looks like he could have got one there as he was getting pulled down a little bit. Parkway quickly down inside 2. Schaaf, another nice little post move, turnaround jumper. Parkway knows what they want to do here with the ball, coached by Doug Hughes. So they pounded the ball inside in there. Indians are moving the ball quickly around the perimeter here. Cal Rammel has the ball up top. Throws it over Landon Post. Basket cut inside to Kel Rammel. Outside for Daniel. Daniel thinks about a 3. Throws it over to Kel. Indians are swinging the ball here, being patient. Offense. Nice backdoor cut. Skip pass over to Kel Rammel. Rebound for Daniel Patch inside. Goes up strong. Misses an offensive putback. Got to hit those, Daniel. Great job of hitting the glass. Parkway grabs it and comes down. Skip pass over. Wide open 3 for Parkway. Coach Leverett might want to think about a timeout here, Lou.
Yeah. Parkway is definitely coming out strong.
Yeah, their record's not great, but they are their schedule is ridiculous. They play at some of the best schools in this area already, and so
can't really blame them in the loss. You have some young guys as well. Indians got lucky there. Cal Ramon tried to force it inside to Daniel Patch. Gets knocked away by Parkway. 5:27 to go in the first quarter right here. And the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard, the Indians are down 7-0 here. Not the start we wanted on the road. Cal Ramon triggers it into Owen Judy on the right-hand side, up top to Logan Holman. Thinks about a shot, drives in, hands off to Cal Ramon. Shoot that, Cal. Wide open three. Good for the Indians. And Cal Ramon is our leading scorer right now, leading rebounder. He's averaging a double-double, somewhere in that 16-point range. I know he's been on the boards for us as a junior, has a chance to be. He was a second-team all-conference player last year. Schaefer for three. Misses it. Parkway and Indians go for a rebound. Landon Post collects it. Throws it to Daniel. Is it back to him? As I was saying, Cal Ramon was a second-team all-player last year in the conference. Owen Judy was first-team, and we need those guys to be able to get going for us here in these conference games. They are our experienced guys. Jump ball as we get the ball inside. We run some nice little backdoor set, get the ball to Owen Judy, but they tie him up as they double him inside. So it'll be turnover on the Indians. Parkway ball. A couple subs come in here for Parkway. Number 32, and I don't have him on our, number 20, Eddie Nichols, I guess. Little horn set up, Flusher for three, and probably got fouled, and they don't call it. Got lucky on that one. Flusher for three, their leading scorer, one of their better players. Cal Ramon comes right back, shoots it for three, and hits the rim, misses it. Indians trail 10-3 in the first quarter here. Cal Pharmacy first quarter scored. 4:15 to go. Parkway's bringing Flusher's calling for a set. Looks like for down. Maybe one more set. Up to flash high post for a screen and turnover miss. We got Landon Post there. You agree?
Yeah. Landon is being locked on like that. He is. And I think they were looking for the back door cut, but Landon took it away. So yep. That's why it forced the.
Check the cutter, knock the cutter down, and they threw. So Indians ball here. Cal Ramos swings it over to Troy Holman, who just checked in for Logan Holman. Landon Post has the ball up top, swings it over to Owen Judy. Back to Troy Holman. Hand off to Cal Ramos. Cal's looking to drive. Post entry pass to Daniel Patch. Faces up. Looking to attack. Back up to Cal Ramos inside. Nice little spin move. Cal turn and shoot that. Kicks out to Troy Holman. Driving kick out to Daniel. Cal Ramos trying to create some space. Owen Judy has the ball. Nice little crossover. Parkway's doing a great job of defending this right now. Gets the ball to Daniel inside. Dribbles off his foot as they double-team him inside. Coach Leverett's asking for a foul. Three for the corner for Parkway. Trent Rollins for three.
His second three of the game so far.
Right. Right now it's 13-3. Indians are struggling. Get the ball inside to Kel. Kel's in there. Needs to go to work right now. Nice move, Cal Ramel. Should have been an and-one. Nice left-handed finish for Kel, but they don't call it. Parkway quickly down in transition. Great the Indians scored, but right now Parkway's pushing up. They're aggressive. Three again for Rollins. Oh, that's Flusher this time. Parkway right now is 16-5, and I think they've hit, what, four threes?
Yes, yeah.
Four threes right now. We will. Coach Leverett does call timeout as we do trail 16-5 with 2:43 to go. And we'll take a quick break here with them as well.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you're faced with a choice, choose Cal Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 1-800-686-2314. Health, taking the time to listen and care.
Again, we're coming out here, and we got ready. We look a little sluggish, and Parkway looks to be promotion right now.
Yeah, they really came out with almost a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, they have six field goals and four of them are threes, which sometimes, it's live and die by the three-point line. And, sometimes we call it the kiss of death. You hit some threes early and you become reliant on that three ball. And, that kind of happened with us a few games as well. Now what Parkway does shift to a 2-3 zone. Indians are going three around two with Landon and Owen and Troy out on the outside and Kel and Daniel on the inside. Quick three for Owen Judy. Misses it. Kel Ramel with the offensive rebound does get called for the foul. And one of those officials do to you over there. Mike Frey from my area was one of Liv's AAU coaches when she was younger, so does a great job. Matt McCall is there. Get the ball inside to Judy. Up and no foul called. Lands on his back and slowly, yep, he's not getting up very well right now. I think he landed on his tailbone. Nice little cut inside and lands on his butt there. Now Kel comes over and lifts him up, says let's play, and he does. So hopefully.
Yeah.
Just kind of how he cut and went up for a shot, just kind of got his legs taken out a little bit, but he looks the okay. And in his trail, 2 minutes to go. Parkway, nice little back cut to slot out for three. They turn it down though for Roger. Get his hands on the ball. Kel Ram will come down. Not Kel just got fouled again and they don't call it. Misses the layup. Basically a scrum breaks. Gets on the ball. And it looks like it should be full recovery ball. But that's a shot just Kel Ram does too often.
I did look like one of the Parkway guys slung down a little bit on that shot.
Right. Getting ready to hear the officials and the camera guy to move a little bit down there. He's trying to get some photos. At least Mr. Winning. Cuts the ball into Troy Holman up top. Dribbles over to the right. Like we're trying to get Kel Ramel the ball inside. Kel does pop out. Pivots. Throws over to Daniel Patch. Daniel throws it into Kel. Couple pound dribbles inside for Kel. Throws it up and misses it. Parkway does clear the glass. The other thing we're not doing right now, Liv, is besides scoring, we're not hitting the offensive glass. We have five guys retreating back on defense. We got to make sure if we're going to miss some shots, we got to try to get some second chance opportunities. Slusher has the ball for Parkway up top. Looks like we're running a set here. Nice little dribble. Hesley catches the ball over on the right side from Chase Heikamp. Throws it back to Slusher. Two-man game for Slusher and Heikamp. Nice little running jumper there by Slusher. Slusher again, 5'10 senior, has some experience, and he was on a regional semifinal team that got taken out by COVID. Kel Ramel does drive in there and draws the foul against Nichols, 6'1 junior. Looks like we have a host of subs coming in for both teams. Parkway's bringing in 4 subs. Indians are bringing in 2. Logan Holman is back in replacing Kel Ramel. Caleb Evers in and replacing Daniel Patch. So we have Landon Post, Troy Holman, Owen Judy, Logan Holman, and Caleb Evers. Nice little set. Read by Owen Judy. Slip screen off of that. Throws it inside from Landon Post to Indians now 7 here in the first quarter. Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Parkway has a good student section here right in front of us as well. Parkway to get inside, pounds the ball inside. Should be 3 seconds. They call jump ball. Would or rather had the 3 second call there, Liv, as Parkway does retain the ball. Slusher was out here for a quick break and 41 seconds in their ball. Coach Hughes throws him back in, which great call on his part. Going to have your leading scorer in there on the floor with 41 seconds. Slusher triggers it in. Oh, that got us in the JV game, too. A little fake handoff screen. Schaaf tries in, draws the charge on Caleb Evers. They're calling it a blocking call. I think Caleb was set, but just too far under the rim.
I think so, too. Yeah, you won't get a call if you're right under the basket.
Then on the college realm, you have the arc in there where you know you got to get outside of that restricted area. In high school, you don't have that. You always see people complaining about it, but you know, he definitely was underneath the basket, and you got to be able to allow him ground space to come down. Schaaf steps up and hits the first free throw, giving that young man 5 points on the night. Match his uniform number of number 5. Kel Ramel does check in to replace Owen Judy. Schaaf eyes and flies the second one. Misses. Caleb Evers corrals the defensive rebound. Coach Lovett, Kel Ramel's walking the ball here with 39 seconds. Looks like Parkway jumps into a 2-3 zone. Kel Ramel on the right-hand side. Swings the ball over to the left-hand side. Back to Logan Holman. Back to Kel Ramel. Nice. Good assist to Logan Holman. 3 ball for Kel Ramel. Giving him 8 on the night. He is 8 of our 10. 10 seconds left here. Parkway has the ball up top. High ball screen coming off that. Little hedge by Logan Holman. And great hands by Lay in the post, but they call him a reach in. And on top of that, they're going to call two shots. So it looks like Smith will be Fletcher Smith. His 6-foot sophomore up to the free throw line with 4.2 seconds. The Panthers lead 19-10 against their Indians. First free throw up, short, front of the rim. Parkway's trying to get their defensive set up here. Coach Hughes holler out some instructions to Slosher. Second free throw up and good. Give them a 20-10 lead. Cal Ramel, 4 seconds, dribble to half court. Stop volleyball line, three. Good for Cal Ramel. Nice shot, Cal Ramel. We desperately needed that three going into the quarter as we trail 20-10, and that gives us a 7-point deficit. And Liv, your thoughts on the first quarter?
Parkway definitely came out strong. I don't know if we were ready for them quite yet. I think that will change, though, in the second quarter. Obviously, second half coming up. Hopefully, Kale's big shot there at the end gave us some momentum going into the second.
I hope so, too. So, Kale has 11 or 13. Okay, quick, and we'll be back to start the second quarter.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble for Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
And we're back here at Rock. Start our second quarter. And Fort Recovery Insurance quarter. So great commercial there from Connor Ramp talking about Fort Recovery Insurance. And see all the Connor for all your insurance needs. It's due trail 20-13 to start the quarter. One of our favorite times of the year is obviously coming up and is Christmas. And the Fort Recovery Radio and Neil Spencer and the Saga Barrel Feely did a great job on Wednesday night with the Fort Recovery Gala that we have for the FRR Gala, Christmas Gala. And they did a great job of raising money again. I think it was close to another $200,000. Think or on the outs of that. So great time and great thing for the Indians. Indians start off with a pound the ball inside to Daniel Patch. Nice and jump hook shot. Kind of an old school move right there for Daniel, but misses it off the front of the rim. Parkway gets the rebound down quickly. Cal Ramel, Daniel Patch throws it back out to Schaefer. Schaefer open three, misses. Holman with a high skying rebound. Hands it off to Owen Judy, who was getting worked off over there on the saw that or not, but Owen was getting his fingers taped up. When he landed it on his back there, his hand as well, because his finger right. Indians are in a little and weave up top with Troy Holman, Ramel, and Owen Judy. Back screen gets over to Daniel, throws the ball inside to Cal Ramel. Kicks over to Logan and throws it away. Turnover Indians, I believe that's on the night. But game, Daniel sets a back screen him inside. Daniel can shoot it, so you got to get out on him. You can't just double Cal inside. And Cal's a great post-up player. He throws it inside. Miz, as a post-up player, Liv, you know you can't catch it below the block because you cut down on your space, and that's kind of where Cal caught it. Indians are coming back here in a 1-2-2 half-court trap, trying to pressure here a little bit and take the Panthers out of their rhythm, because right now Parkway's in a great rhythm, putting up 20 points in that first quarter. We fall back to man-to-man. Slusher slows things down here and says, hey, let's be patient. Let's get what we want. Make sure we're organized. Holding the ball. Troy Holman comes, pick him up. Schaefer with the high post flash. Trying to get Slusher coming off of a double screen here is what looks like they're trying to get. Swings the ball over to Rollins for open three. Misses it. Unfortunately, we missed our defensive rebound right there for the Indians. Got to make sure if we're defensive a little bit, we got to clean up our defensive stuff. Indian throws it. Cal Ramel throws it into Dan. One dribbles, picks it up, hands off to Cal Ramel. Slides, drives in, deflected ball. Troy Holman recovers it. Back to Cal Ramel up top. Right now, Indians looks like we got to get a little more organized here and have a trying to do. And Coach Leverett realizes the same thing. Takes a, looks like going to be a 30-second timeout. So back on the 5-go. Indian trail 22-13.
A new grill from a warehouse is like a store. You can end standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Wrangler Ace exclusive lineup of premiums from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, you're new and neither is my grilling starts at Ace. By where in Fort Rory.
Here at Parkway Gymnasium, the game, Fort Recovery came in 4-0, take the loss, put us at 4-1, and it's 54-1. Greasy led us in scoring with 15 points, and tipped in with 9. Right now, the intro game 22-7 has 11 of our bit. And show a little bit with Kellen Owen, you know, late last week, hit some shots. These guys just need some help. Parkway jumps out to get Owen Judy coming off of that. Throws the ball over to Daniel Hatch inside. Absolute. Coach Love Rest calls Daniel. Throws the ball inside to poke a bit. Pick up a phone. I know Coach upset. We've had two. We didn't get anything called. But that's MAC basketball, as you know.
Yeah, and Parkway is all over on the defensive end.
Yeah, even in the zone, they're not just letting Hatch in 2-3 zone. Landon's a little half-court set. We missed the ball. Ooh. Don't throw it to their basket. Oh, Judy comes up and grabs the ball. Let's shift back to man-to-man. So right now they're making us think a little bit. It's out of rhythm, shifting from a 2-3 zone back to man-to-man. And as you said, they are pressuring us. And Ramos skips it over to Daniel Patch. Daniel Patch tied to Troy Holman in the high post. Kicks over to Cal Ramo. One in and out. The fast. And Parkway hits a 3 on us. Number 32, Trent Rollins.
Third 3 of the night there.
That's his 3rd 3?
Yep.
Oh, locate him, know where he's at. Daniel has the ball, throws it into Keller Post. Over to Owen Judy. And dribbles across the top. 2-3 zone for Park. Troy's looking on side to Daniel. Turns over to Cal Rammel. And Cal answers with a 3. Right now, it's a 9-point lead for the Parkway Panthers. Go in the Fort Recovery quarter scoreboard. Pops wide open 3. Good for Schlosser. I don't know if this, but 1-3 all night. I mean, they are absolutely shooting the lights out. Daniel gets the ball, swings it over Troy Holmes. Troy back up to Owen Judy. Turnover. Owen Judy threw it a little too high, went through Cal Ramos' hand. So turnover, Indians, Parkway ball, Indians trail by 12 here, 28-16. Slusher's a little going high 1-on-1, comes off a ball screen. Luckily misses that shot, as we know we're in trouble if he hits that one. That was an NBA shot. Cal Ramo quickly up to Troy Holman, close to dribbling out of bounds. Over to Daniel Patch, wide open 3, misses off the back rim. Parkway with a rebound, Slusher in transition, throws ahead to Schaefer. That's just not very deep by the Indians right now. We miss a open 3 and we don't back on defense. And we give him a wide-open layup in transition. Owen Judy has the ball up top, dribbles in, spins, stop hops, gets fouled, and hits the shot. Tough hit by Owen Judy to stop the bleeding here for the Tribe. Lands on, knocked on the head there as well. It's trail by with a couple ticks under 3 minutes here. Looks, I'm assuming, for Daniel Patch. Yep, and Logan Holman's getting ready to check in. If Owen can hit one for the shooter. So we have Rammel, Evers, Jude Post, and Holman on the floor right now. Troy Holman, that is. Owen Judy steps up. It's the complete the three-point play on the free throw. Hotline good to us right there. And Owen Judy is replaced by Logan Holman. Again, Indians trail by 11.
As you can see, it looks like Troy Holman is starting to face guard Slusher here.
Yeah, and to be honest, night by ball fake drive in and scores. Slusher has 11, but he's not the only kid that's hurting us right now. Rollins, you know, he has 13 now, I guess, with layup. You know, Rollins also has, and so right now our defense is just struggling to be able to stop people. Landon Post tries to throw it in to Caleb Evers, gets knocked away. Troy Holman picks it up, tries to reverse layup. This is Parkway with the rebound. Slusher with the ball. Heitkamp rebounded and throws it over to him. Nice looking 6'6 senior. Slasher has the ball up top. Looks like they're taking some air out a little bit. And might as well when you're up like this. I mean, they're up 32-19. Parkway at the ball, swings it over. Nice to Logan Holman. Landon Post picks it up. Goes in for an unassisted left-handed layup. Scores Landon Post. That's his first basket of the night. And actually give credit to Logan for the defensive effort. And that's what we got to get back in this game. Our defensive effort has to get us back in this game. And travel call. Great job, Logan Holman. He's coming out and playing with a little intensity here. That's something that we needed. We just haven't had that yet. Turnover.
That defense sure will do that for you.
Yeah, he's get up. We get some piffies. So Indians ball. Minute 45 to go. Indians trail. Troy Holman has the ball. Parkway shifts to a 2-3 zone. Swings it over to Landon Post. Back to Cal Ramel on that end. A little short. Troy goes for the steal. Miss ball. Parkway does have the ball in transition. Dribbles down. Looking for someone to hand off to. Hands off to Jacob Rogers, a 6-foot senior who just checked that last free throw. Dribble handoff over here for Schaaf. Thinks out of three. Goes for a walk. Logan Holman. Landon Post gets the defensive steal. Hands over to Caleb Evers. Great effort again by Landon Post and Logan Holman. And has the ball. Pushes it up in transition. Calls a set. Goes over to Landon. We're trying to get, probably make sure we try to ball right now on the floor. By the box. It up here with under a minute. Takes a 30-second timeout. One of those here, college users. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout.
For the benefit of family-friendly company, stop and greet me when the scene face. Cooper Farm, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
And we're back here, 50 points to go in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. And you trail 32-21. Again, you got a chance to check out this week as they host Connect on doing that broadcast. And then on Thursday, they travel to Arcanum. And Fort Recovery will be doing that one as well. And the boys will be back in action tomorrow against Rob Weaver and PG. And Thursday will be at Tri-Village, and Rob will be doing that one as well. Parkway running some action here, coming off some flex cuts and some different things like that, trying to get for an inside shot, and we get a moving screen on Parkway. So it's catch a break there. So Indians ball.
Hopefully we can take advantage of this, having the ball 30 seconds left in the half right here.
Absolutely. And Parkway jumps to a little 1-2-2. Slow us down a little bit and maybe try to get a steal or a turnover here. Miscue. Troy Holman breaks that. Comes down.
Plow. We have the arm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field.
Because, you know, we just feel like, I guess he feels like that maybe our we've been getting hit a little bit on some of our shots, but you know, those are one of those things. You know, part of that's MAC basketball, and you know, for some of our guys, you know, they've been playing in the need some of that, a little more defensive effort and intensity. And if we can provide that, hopefully we'll be okay. And you know, I believe it's going to be Parkway ball. The other thing Parkway did it really well on, I thought Doug Hughes is a man, even a little bit of work, you know, disrupt our timing flow into it.
Yeah, we. Chance to any rhythm for us offensively. We keep different looks almost every time down.
Right, and the other part is it's hard to get in transition when you're taking the ball out of the net.
Right.
You know, when you're running that 5 or 6 feet a while, you don't really get a chance to transition. And unfortunately, you know, our defense has given up you know, a lot of threes. I think you had said they made somewhere around 7 or 8 threes of their 32 points. So. You know, when we're constantly taking it out like that, you know, we're not going to get positioned much. Scoreboard, this will be a better quarter for us. And Logan Holman picks up the loose ball. So already a good start here for the Indians. Owen Judy drives in. And right there, that was one of those things that Neil and I were talking about. Owen drives in, gets fouled. They don't call it, and it goes in, but has a chance to be in one. Also, it would put a foul on the scoreboard. So one more foul closer to, you know, shooting bonus things later on. But, you know, glad that Owen did finish that. Parkway down in transition. Slusher throws on by Owen. Job. Swing ball to Rollins. And untested misses the patch with the rebound. Cal Rim on the right hand side throws over Daniel Patch.
He's really stepping up this game. On
what a play by Cal Rim. Oh. I mean, Slusher driving in track. Daniel Patch is back there outside of a strict. It's in the volleyball court. I mean, line. I mean, that's a good 5 feet away from the rim, and he's sitting there waiting on the kid.
And you know his feet aren't moving.
Well, yeah, exactly. They can't move that fast. And so Slusher runs right into him. Daniel falls down, and they call block. That's just.
Big kids.
Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah. You know how that goes, but Daniel does come out. Slusher does hit the free throw. Logan Holman does check in for him. So we got Owen Judy, Logan Holman on the floor. Seniors. Juniors, Landon Post, Cal Rammel, and sophomore, Troy Holman. And Slusher hits the temp there. Gives him 16 on the night. I'm still impressed with Kel's dunk. Holy cow, that was awesome. We need to see if Gavin Evers here, who's running the video camera for us, can get that on a replay. Nice little Rondo move, spin by Kel. And that right there, he gets fouled. I mean, there's no doubt. He's 4 feet away from the rim. Missing that. So when he's looking at his hand, should have been a trap call, and they do call that on the other end. By Troy Holman. It's Rogers speed up, trying to go sessions, and he's struggling to get a shot off.
Taking some pride there on the defensive end.
Absolutely. That's what you want from a senior, and he contests another miss by Slusher. Great defense by Owen Judy. Troy Holman on the floor here a little bit. Coach Loverett says, hey, throw it back to Cal Rammel right now. Slusher on the left-hand side. Cal about got a pick right there. Don't leave him, Cal. Slusher with a pull-up jumper, misses it. And Parkway comes down with the rebound, looks post. They come with Cal was hedging on. Like either going out or trying to get a matchup we like right here to go. We don't want to go there. Nice little spin move. Yeah. Great spin move recognition by Logan Holman to get the ball up. That's his first field goal. Owen Judy with the steal. Great defense, Owen. Hands off to Cal Rammel. Cal Rammel has the ball up top, dribbles around. Looks like coach is calling for another set play. Great quarter here. K&L quarter. Third quarter scoreboard for us. Coach looks like he just said, hey, let's go one shot. Let's go 1-4. Owen has the ball, tells Logan Holman, comes up to set a screen. He says, no, get away. I'm good. Parkway's coming to trap. That's a fake. Oh, no way. No way. They call blocking or charge call. There is no way that is a charge call.
I know Owen did put his head down a little bit, but that was because they were coming to trap him. Both defenders were moving. I don't.
Right. You're dribbling away from the trap. That's a charge. If you're dribbling away from a trap, that Parkway's ball. Slusher has the ball. 6 seconds to go here on the clock. Guarded by Owen Judy. Grammy. Troy Holman with the steal. Coming down. Didn't know how much time was on the clock. Didn't look up and see. And if he did, he was too far out to throw it. But a quarter, K&L Tractor, you've been good to us. 39-35. We just took 15 point swing. Down 11 going in quarter. And now we lead by four. So.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete.
Coach Hughes is wanting, but the problem is he kept running in and for a foul. It's going to be on Fletcher. It's not going to be on us. Mm-hmm. But that foul does, on Owen Judy, does put the foul totals over the bonus. So we have 18 fouls. So Slusher will be stepping up to the free throw line. He has 16 on the night. Steps up for the first one and hits it. Nothing but net. Get Indians lead by 6:40 to go, and the big right now is Cal Rambler there on the bench. Actually, he's not even on the bench right now. The trainers came to the back, so he had 29 going on. That's a block. He drives in, they call the court, throws the ball to Lance. Get maybe a little reorder accomplished. The ball on the right hand side, Owen Judy. Owen back out to Troy Holman. Indians taking some time off the clock, but I think really more so trying to figure out what they want to try to do. Get the ball inside Owen Judy. Turn around. Fade away. Air ball. Parkway with the rebound. Quickly in transition. Smith brings the ball back up. Now they get organized and collect here to run. Smith has the ball. Throws the ball over to Simples up high. To Rollins. Slusher inside. call foul on Daniel Patch inside as he goes up to try to block Sample's shot. He had to clean up top.
Yeah.
So, and that's what the official is going over and telling you. Just had your hand on him, yeah. So, Daniel had a clean block up top, but just had his hand on him.
See Kale over there on the sideline getting ready to check in. Must be good to go.
Yeah, that is huge. If he can come back in the game, which he is, checks in. Bing. But nonetheless, checks in there for Daniel. Samples. Samples does hit the first free throw.
First point of the night there for him.
Yep. Second one up and no good. Cal Rammel jumps up gingerly to grab that rebound. Throws it over to Troy Holman. Parkway's in a 1-2-2 half-court trap. Throws it over to Owen Judy. Back up to Cal Rammel. Cal Rammel for three. Long. Owen Judy tips it out. Logan Holman on the ground. And so it's Troy Holman. And jump ball going to be called. Looks like it's going to be Parkway ball. That would have been a big shot for Cal. And coach kind of says, hey, let's get in the rhythm here. Get up and down a little bit before we start jacking again,
right,
Cal.
Right.
You just said almost 4 or 5 minutes there, and you're obviously limping. Let's get some adrenaline going again before you start jumping and shooting. Parkway has the ball up top. Throws the ball over to Slusher. Wide open three for him. Good. Troy Holman got lost in a screen. Coach Hughes takes a quick 30-second timeout. We got to be able to help through that screen. Or Troy's got to talk a little bit better there to give up an open 3-2 Slusher. He has 21 on night now. Indians are up 43-41. We'll take a break, and we will be back.
Hello, I'm Harold Field, owner of Hay Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy for a person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-477 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
All right, a little match here bringing you the broadcast tonight. And this is a good game for the Indians because, one, you know, it's a battle-tested, it's a MAC game. We can come out with a victory here in the last 4-18. We're up 2 right now. You know, it would show some toughness on the road for us, give us a little momentum, plus winning in a conference game. So this would be a huge win for us if we can get this. Cal Rimmel, again, has 29 on the night. And if you hadn't been paying attention or listening, he has been hurt or took a twist of an ankle. So he checks back in. Logan Holman throws over to Troy Holman. Troy powers up through and finishes. Great strong move by that sophomore to take it up through traffic, giving him 2. That's his first basket. That's a big basket for the sophomore. Number 2, Schaefer, who's been one of their leading scorers tonight. He has 7 to go along with Schlusser's 21. Pounding the ball to Samples inside. Little left-handed jump hook and misses. Air ball. Cal Rammel with the rebound. Right now, Indians also own Judy's face guard and Slusher here at half court. So, two guys have 20 points on the night. Slusher has 21. Cal Rammel has 29. Two young men are having a heck of a game. Landon Post has the ball on the right-hand side. Receives a ball screen from Logan, and Logan pops up. Indians right now looks like we're taking a little time off the clock, but more so trying to find the matchup we want and getting Cal Rammel ISO'd inside. Which this is a great chance. Cal Rammel has Samples on him right now, who's 5'11", and Cal Rammel 6'6". Go inside to him, Troy Holman. Get the ball into him. Troy almost gets a carrying the ball. Oh, and Judy, that's a foul. Yep, absolutely. You know, right there, that's when Troy's catching the ball on the wing. He's bouncing right away as a guard. You got to know where you're trying to get the ball to. And we got Cal Rammel inside. That's a great time to throw it inside.
Especially with that mismatch inside. Definitely got to look at the basket before I do anything.
You know, Samples seems to be their defensive kind of specialist guy they have, and they put him on Kel. And right there's a hold. Yep, call it. Good. They do.
Looks like we might be shooting bonus.
Yep, we are. Landon Post gets fouled, so Sample picks up the foul. So Landon Post will be going to the free throw line there, but complete the thought. You know, Troy's, we're trying to run some weave, run up top. You catch the ball, you don't want to bounce right away. Cal Rammel, who's obviously our good. Harried Samples, who's 6 or 7 inches short from him inside. We didn't try and shoot it. But Landon Post steps up to the Hall Brothers free throw line and hits the first free throw. That's a huge hit for Landon Wright to lead the 5. Under 3 minutes. The tick under 3 minutes here. 9 to go out. Landon Post steps up. Eyes the second one and hits that one. Good Brothers there again. Landon Post now has 4 on the night. 2 free throws and a field goal. Great defense by Owen. Handoff by Schlosser on him like crazy. We lose Schaaf, though, on the left-hand side for three. Cal Ram a little slow to go through there. Tittison him 10 on the night. Cuts into the Indy lead. It's now a three-point ball game. Owen Judy brings the ball down. Throws over to Cal Ram. 2:35 to go. Cal comes off a Dan Patch screen. Hops in. Ooh, in and out. Good. Patch takes it away from him. Should have got. They caught a foul, and they don't. Comes back. Schlosser in transition. Daniel had the rebound, and they came up from behind to hit him and just took it, and they don't call him. It's a one-point game.
What can you expect from that game or Friday night here?
Absolutely. Great physical game.
Sure.
Well played. Troy Holman goes to himself, turns the ball over, goes to jump to threat. Ball slips out of his hand. He jumps and grabs it. Coach Leverett thought he got bumped, pushed out of bounds off of that. They don't call it.
Definitely some tension with the refs here tonight.
Yeah. You know it. And so Parkway ball now. Indians do have a one-point lead with under 2 minutes to go. Schlosser has the ball up top, guarded by Owen Judy. Looks like he's going to receive a high ball screen here by Samples. Which he does. Daniel's coming off and hedging. Eyes in. And they call the foul on Cal Rammel. With the push. That's one of those things. I know Coach just motioned that Daniel stay back, but Schlosser has a chance off that ball screen that he can shoot it for one, and he showed the capabilities of doing that. And two, he's shown the ability to get downhill and finish. Now I think that's one we got to either one blitz him and double it, or we have to hedge it. We can't just let him come off and either shoot a three or have option to go to the basket. We got to take away an option. Right now we're giving him two or three options, and we don't want to do that because we're on the hills and he's the one. He does miss the first free throw. Does have a chance to tie this one, and does. 47-47, minute 43 to go in the game. Indians ball. He's giving instructions of who he wants. Oh, and Judy has the ball. Looks like we're trying to get Cal Ramo posted up inside again. We have Samples on him. That'd be a great decision. Oh, and Judy has the ball up top. Schlosser's staying off of him. Owen's perfectly fine holding the ball right there at his waist. I think we're going to hold it for a minute and 17 seconds.
I'm kind of curious to see what Hughes will tell his defense to do here.
One's going to come trap it, or two, they're going to let hold it. Schlosser's coming up and clapping. Indians have the ball, and Judy does now dribble. I know a guy right there. It'd be a good decision. Oh, and Cal Ramel throws in, drives in, gets fouled, and he landed on his ankle again. Poor Cal. He can't. Well, he's got 29. I mean, he's obviously caught a few breaks, but it lands on gingerly on that ankle as he goes up and gets fouled. That would have been nice if he had a three-point play. Now step up to the Hall Brother free line and hit these two free throws to give us a lead. 47-47 and 57.46 to go on the clock. Tell to give him 30 on the night. Cal dribbles two times, deep breath, hits, misses the second one. Schaaf with the rebound, possible travel, no call there. Outlets to Schlosser here, 50 seconds to go. Troy Holman's on him. Know where Schlosser's at, fellas, if you have to double him. Coming off the high ball screen again. Daniel does a good job of hedging that this time. Hands over to Schaaf, hands back to Schlosser. Schlosser has the ball on the left-hand side, and it looks like Doug Hughes is going to take a timeout, and it 48-47, Indians lead by one. 37.2 to go in the Faller Mechanical fourth quarter score. We'll take a time with them as well.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? You don't have to drive out of Tin Cupboard, latte, or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go. Just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. Espresso machine, make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right. Your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick me up. Frappuccino, iced mochas, cappuccino case, whichever you prefer. Give it a try. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at the Parkway Gymnasium. I don't know what we call it. Panther Dome, whatever the name is, but all right. 37.2 ticks. Indians lead by one, 48-47. Follow Mechanical Fourth Quarter Scoreboard. your Parkway. What are you doing?
They're definitely going to try to get Hughes set up with the ball.
Slusher, you mean?
Sorry, yes. He's been having quite the night. He has 20 foul. Definitely going to be there, too. Comes out face guarding him.
They throw to Smith, which is good for us because now we face guard. Don't let him touch it, Owen. Smith has the ball up top. Troy Holman's doing a great job of guarding him. Just don't foul him, Troy, because they have 10 fouls. It'd be a bonus. Throws over to Sampson. They're trying to get the ball to Slusher. They do get it to him. Owen Judy back on his way. Throws over to Chase dribbling. 12 seconds to go. Stop. Turn. Shoots. Jumper. Indians have the ball. Quick timeout by Coach LeBret. Gabe Schaefer, 6'5 senior, hits a nice little drive, stop, spins, little jump hook for the 6'5 senior to give the Parkway Panthers a one-point lead, 49-48. We'll stay here. Seconds to go. Indians have a chance to win this on the last-second shot here. They got to go full court. Game plan is...
You definitely want to attack the basket. I mean, we're only down one, you know. Either get in and make a layup, or worst case scenario, you know, get fouled and have an ordinary free throws.
And obviously, guy you're going to want with the ball is Kel Rammel.
Right.
Right. You know, he's got 30 on the night. He's had a great game. He's missed probably, I'd say, 5-6 minutes in the third quarter. He landed on his ankle again. It's the same ankle he landed on the Jay County game and got hurt. You know, he could probably had close to 40 this night, if not more, if he didn't get hurt in that fourth quarter, or third quarter, I mean, because he was absolutely dominating that game and carrying on his back. So
nice, his ankle hurts. You'd think it'd be his back, but...
Right. You know, Indians have the ball out of bounds, go full court. I'd get it to Kel and let him just attack. You know, maybe try to set a ball screen or something to that effect on him. Taking it out. Parkway's in a 1-2-2 three-quarter court up. Try to take on a stop, but we throw the ball to Owen Judy. Owen's driving in, splits the defense. Daniel Patrick gets the ball, hits the shot right there with 1 second to go, and we win. Indians win. Daniel Patch hits the game winner.
His first basket.
First
of the
basket
night.
Of the night. Owen Judy splits the defense, loses the ball. Daniel Patch picks it up and lays it in at the buzzer.
Wow, what
biggest,
a game.
Biggest what a two game. Points for him of the night. Way to save it to the end, Daniel. Hey. Indians win 50-49. Holy cow.
I mean, this game, there is up, there are some downs. Like, came out with a little bit of a slow start and then, you know, really turned it on. Kale with the dunk, you know. That was incredible and pretty close.
Hey, Mac basketball game, you know. Good guys win. The Indians coming up at the... You know, you couldn't ask as a fan. You know, 7 bucks, well worth it. A great Mac basketball. Great teams. Two well-coached teams. Two great communities. I mean, they had a packed play tonight. Parkway brought the atmosphere. You know, the Indians were a little slow start. As you've been saying the whole night, Liv, Parkway threw the aggressiveness out at the beginning. And we were a little slow, and we responded. We want to see from a kind of a young experience, but yet older group of kids do. And big bucket there at the end for Daniel and getting the win. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be back to kind of wrap this up. And I'm sure we'll have a happy Coach Leverett here up to the broadcast booth here. So,
have you tried our new coffee cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try for every day. Sugar-free stevia, fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with coffee made just the way you like. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from KA Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BVI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BVI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for some great food fast? Call America Lanes at 35-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive, pick it up. And call America Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad bun. And lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, and we're back. Waiting on Coach Leverett, a happy Coach Leverett, to come up. Recap here the JV scores real quick. JV take their first loss on the season, lost 54-51. They came in with a 4-0 record for Coach Weitzel. Freshman Caden Greasy led them with 15. Riggs Toby added 9. Wyatt Grover 7. Rex Leverett 7. Riggs Reese Guggenbiller 6. Alex Deuce 5. And freshman Eli Leonard chipped in with 2. And for the varsity game, the varsity team pretty much trailed most of the night until
the end of the third.
Yeah, really. We were down 11 at half, and until the end of the third, we came back and took a 5-point lead going into the fourth quarter. I wrote down on my paper it was 41-35 with 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter when Kel Rammel went out with that ankle sprain. And at that point, you know, it's a 6-point ball game. We were down 11, down as much as 15 in the third quarter at one point, down 15. Yeah. Actually getting dominated, to be honest, for most of it.
Well, when you let a team score 20 in a quarter.
Right, and in high school with no shot clock.
Right.
You know, we fight our way back. We show some resiliency and some toughness. And we fight our way back, which we knew this Indian squad would. You know, we're just too good, too talented, and, you know, we just have those type of character kids that are not going to give up with Coach Leverett over there. And, you know, we fight our way back. We take a 5-point lead. That third quarter, as you said, you know, all night was a huge quarter for us. Mm-hmm. We take the lead by 5 going into the fourth quarter. No one scores for a minute and 20 seconds. Kel gets hurt. And, you know, we do hold on to win. And what was it? They took it's amazing when you lose, you take the score off real quick. When you win, you leave it on
leave it
a little
up
bit.
There for a while.
You leave it up there for a little bit.
I think it was 50-48 final score, maybe.
Well, 50-49, Neil says. And big shout out to Neil Spencer, who was obviously taking care of us tonight, setting us up here. So obviously, because I don't know anything about technology, so I'm not sure what your tech skills are besides coding. But
is not my forte.
You're not doing too much coding up here. But anyway, so thanks, Neil, for taking care of us from that. We're waiting on a happy Coach Leverett to come up as he asks to stop and shake Fuzzer's hand down there. And wife, Jackie, obviously happy. And Mr. Matt Triplett coming over here, athletic director of Parkway, coming over here and setting us up. So appreciate that. Mr. Triplett, how are we doing?
Doing good. What an exciting MAC game. Holy smoke.
Yeah, you know, we talked throughout, obviously, what an atmosphere you guys had in here tonight.
It was awesome. This is high school basketball at its finest. You know, you thought at one point Parkway had it. You thought Fort Recovery had it. It was anybody's game there at the end. Comes down to boxing out and grabbing loose balls and making shots at the end, and both teams laid it on the line, that's for sure.
Typical MAC basketball, right?
Yeah, just a typical heart-wrenching Friday night out here in West Central Ohio. Jeez.
Yeah, so, well, hey, we appreciate you having this on and taking care of us and getting us all set up, and, you know, thank you for all that. So,
hey, not a problem. You got a good co-pilot tonight. Jeez.
She carried me, no doubt.
No doubt there.
As Neil said, she's smarter than you. I said, well, I knew that.
That's not really rocket science there.
That was a given, right?
Yeah. Hey, good talking to you guys.
Hey, you too. Have a great Christmas.
You too.
All right, thank you. All right. Now that you have heart. issues, but after that one, you might get a little heart racing, huh?
Every game's been close, except for South Adams. Yeah, we're getting used to it. Unbelievable. You talk about a bunch of kids that didn't want to quit.
We said the same thing. You know, going into it, we were, I think I had us down at 15 at one point in the second quarter. You know, they came out and Liv talked about this the whole night. They were the aggressive one early on. We looked to be on our heels. They took it, and it helps when you hit threes, obviously. Sure. That makes it look better, and yep. You play a little harder when you hit shots, and you don't play as hard when you miss some shots. But they came out throwing haymakers in the beginning.
Right.
They came out swinging. We kind of came out, you know, defensive, took those shots. But as you said, we never gave up.
We did. You know, and I told you before we left tonight in the parking lot that we kind of changed things up a little bit in practice this week and went competition-wise because, I mean, let's be honest, we weren't the aggressor in any of these first four games. You know, the other teams had made more free throws than we'd shot. So we knew that, hey, we've got to be the aggressor. And we've got the dudes that can do that. But early on this year, we hadn't done it. And until the second half, when we started to spread them out a little bit more and getting stops, it started to show. Then we started to be aggressive down the stretch.
Well, yeah, and obviously, you know, the stats, looking in the scoreboard, the thing that stands out is going to be Kel Ramos' 30 points.
Right.
You know, he was on pace, and I hate to say this because obviously you and I did this, but it was on the pace to be a Greg Kolick type of night.
Absolutely.
You know, Greg would have 35, and you're like, man, Greg didn't really score much. He had 35. Like, what do you mean he didn't score?
Yeah.
Kel was on one of those, but you knew he was scoring. It was a loud 30 tonight, especially with a two-handed monster dunk. Have you seen a dunk like that in a while?
Yeah, every day in practice.
Yeah. Well, okay, we don't get to see it in practice. But, you know, talk about a little bit about Kel and, you know, his 30 tonight, even before he gets injured.
This kid, I'm telling you, he brings it every day in practice. Actually, him and Owen Judy both have been great all year as far as being our leaders. At halftime, I told him, I said, guys, we're going to win this game. I said, we're going to come back and we're going to – I'm not lying. I actually said that was probably stupid of me. But I just had that feeling that they weren't going to quit, Coach. And a stat that Coach Miller had for us, we had 20 straight stops at one point in the second half. 20 straight. So
I believe that.
That's the grit that we've been looking for all season. Yeah. So hopefully we can build on that and move forward here this season.
Well, you know, the stat part, obviously Kel stands out. The non-stats that you see, and Liv talked about this all night, really – two to three guys kind of brought the energy that really started to sway the game back.
Yep.
One was Logan Holman, loose ball plays.
Yep.
The other one was actually Owen Judy's defense on Slusher.
Yep.
So, did he tell you in that timeout, one of those timeouts, that, hey, I want to guard him?
Well, he had four fouls, so I didn't want him to pick up his fifth and not be in at the end to try and create like we got there. So he's like, Coach, I got it. And I'm like, all right, you know. And early on, we started with Landon on him.
Who did a good job.
Who did fine, yeah. The kid just hit some shots.
Right.
He averages 17 a night. He did fine. Threw Troy on him for a little while. And Troy did all right.
Right.
But that 6'4 length that Owen has,
right,
that was the difference maker. Not that he worked any harder than Landon and Troy, but the length is what gave him fits. We should build on that.
Well, the other part, too, all three guys guard differently.
Yeah.
You know, and so when you're getting different guys on you as a scorer, which you know because you scored a lot, you know, I didn't have to worry about that. But, you know, you as a scorer, when different guys are doing different things to attack you, you got to adjust your game even on offense.
Yeah.
And so, you know, switching those guys up helped. But, you know, I thought, you know, Liv brought this up constantly, the defense and the intensity with Logan getting on loose balls, diving for things, you know, his hustle, his effort. Those were the things that kind of really got us going back as we kind of weathered that storm with Kel a little bit.
And I challenged Logan at halftime. I said, hey, how many rebounds you got? I don't know, three or four. I said, well, go get 10. Go get 10. And there was a couple that he just went and just got them. And like you said, I mean, they all started playing with that edge that we're looking for.
Good.
I guess my only question to you was how obviously we handled adversity well, but what was the turning point, I guess, because, you know, the first half was a little rough, and then we really, really came out.
I think when we got it to within five that we knew, okay, we can possibly come back and win this game at that point. And that was when we were getting those 20 stops in a row. And then Kale's breakaway dunk and one.
If that's not momentum,
you know,
I don't know
what
does.
That, I think, put us up one, maybe. I'm not sure where it was at that point in the game, but that was just.
Well, and I don't even know if it was a breakaway. I mean, because no. He did it over traffic, over people. There was like three people around
him.
It
probably should have been an intentional from behind.
Right.
And he didn't call it, and then he gave him the and one with the
off of 2 feet in traffic over people. Right. Two-handed.
Yeah.
Because I thought they were not even going to count it. I thought they were going to call the foul back here in the back, like you said, with the shove, and then they don't call it, and then he gets the dunk. So
it worked out just fine.
Awesome. Well, all right. Before we let you go here tomorrow, Ansonia.
Ansonia down there. We're going to get some ice on us tonight. little shoot around tomorrow. Got some stuff on Ansonia. I think they're 4-3 going into tonight. And I think they had, I'm not sure who they had tonight. But anyways, they're playing pretty decent. They've got some good wins. So we're going to have to be ready to go.
Awesome.
To build on this.
A little easier to play a road game after a road victory in the MAC, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Thanks, right. Coach.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Congrats.
Thanks, Liv. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
All righty. All right, we'll recap here real quick. Again, Indians get a big win, first conference win. Put that record to 1-1, 3-2 overall. Again, we got broadcast tomorrow at Walpock. PGW will be doing that with Rob Weaver. The girls are also to start the day off at Mechanicsburg at a 3 p.m. start. That's a little different start for girls. Yeah, 3 p.m. start, Mechanicsburg, JV tip. Fort Recovery Radio will be doing that one, and then the boys go to Ansonia, and PGW will be doing that one on a simulcast as well. You can watch NFHS for that action as well. And then Tuesday night next week, the girls host Walpock. Fort Recovery will be doing that with NFHS. And then Thursday, we play again in the same night, same times. Girls will be at Arcanum, a very good Arcanum team. Fort Recovery will be doing that on the radio. And NFHS will be available. And then the boys will be at Tri-Village, and I assume they will be, if not either the one or two team ranked in the state coming out, so that should be a great game going into Christmas break. PGW will be doing that one, and you need to go to FortRecoveryRadio.com if you would like to listen to that. You can sports stream it on SportsStream 2 through FortRecoveryRadio.com. Go to the website and check that out. Again, this is Brian Patch and Olivia Patch and Neil Spencer here bringing you the action tonight at Parkway. Signing off. Good evening.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.